as I've sort of been thinking about, I will go through some detail in a minute, but one of the hardest things I think happens when God calls you to something is that it's not going to be the way you think it is. For some reason, God has this this way of making us stretch. I don't know if you heard a couple of weeks ago, I talked about there's a gap. There's a gap when God calls you to what you can do naturally. And the example is Gideon. God says to Gideon, mate, you're amazing, you're awesome. Right, I want you to go and fight the Midianites. And so they call Israel to war. They get 32,000 people. Go, yep, I'm in for this war. And they're going to fight the Midianites, which are 135,000 people. And you know, and God says to Gideon, there's too many people here, you think you will do it on your own. And I think the thing is that if we're going to talk about study, we're going to talk about things that I think are a part of this is character development. I loved Paul's last session there. That one about becoming like Christ, man, that's a constant journey of dealing with stuff. And honestly, as you go, yep, I'm gonna put my foot down here, you're gonna have a battle to be able to see it through. I mean, why do so many people start off but never see it to the end? Why? Because it's a battle. The enemy won't want you, and you've got to start go, God, man, I'm going to need you on this journey. Because God says to Gideon, at a ratio of 4 to 1, so one guy takes on four people, God says to Gideon, oh no, you will think you've done it yourself. I need to make the gap bigger. And so he says, you know, anybody that's scared, worried, and, you know, thinks they're not going to make it, go home. So, I think it's 20,000 people go, I'm scared, I'm out of here. So now the ratio, I think, is 10,000 to 135. So that's 13 to 1. It's too big. And again, God says to Gideon, no, there's too many people, you will think you have done it yourself.
Wow.
And I think that's the whole cry that you're going to know. This journey, you're going to need God on it. Because it will get tough. I don't want to make it easy or sugarcoat it. Rachel will try and make it fit. But I can tell you it won't fit. There'll be a stretch, there'll be a moments where you go, man, I don't want to do this, this is too hard. But that is all part of going, I need God in this situation to make it work. Because God says to him again, look, there's too many. And so he says, okay, go down to the brook to have a drink and see the way that everybody drinks. And the people that get down on their knees and drink like a dog versus the people who put their hand down and drink up to their mouth, the ones that got down on their knees, you go home. And so he loses now 9,700 people, and he's down to 300. And God goes, great. Now you're going to realize that I'm the one doing this, because the ratio is now 450 to 1. I don't know if you've read the Bible. The greatest warriors that David had, one I think did 1 to 900. That was about with the jawbone of a donkey. But it's too many. And you've got to go, it's a God thing. It's a God thing. And so before I go through the details, I just want you to close your eyes and go, okay, God, whatever they share, whatever they talk about, God, I need to know from you that I'm on the right path here. That this is the right thing for me, that I'm doing it for the right reasons, that it's just something in me that I know is going to be part of that character development. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the call. Thank you for each person here that wants to sharpen themselves, that wants to take another step in the journey. And Father, I pray they just know your presence with them and know what they're called to. We ask in Jesus' name. Okay, so hopefully we've got enough here. I don't know if we've counted them.
Do you
want to hang? Go along that way. And... So again, look, what we've got here is we're trying to do something that fits all courses of life so that people can do it, whether they're still working full time. And really, you've got to have a look at it. Probably need to read the details. I'm going to go through it. But you'll have to work out for yourself what fits for me and what can I do. My big thing is whatever you decide to start, my first thing to you is say, I'm going to finish it. So don't start it thinking, oh, well, I'll see how it goes. Don't bother, because that won't work. You start, you go, okay, I'm going to do this area here. And I always say, you know, don't bite off more than you can chew. Have a little bit of a look and go, well, this is my level. This is where I want to go. You can always increase, but it's not good to decrease.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to work it out for yourself. So, look, we're changing because we're going to try and use C3 College. And I'm excited about that because I just feel it's also about culture. It's about character development. It's not just about theology.
Yeah.
Theology in itself, for me, is not going to save you. Theology, I think, sometimes gets too complicated. And there are parts of theology that do annoy me because people start to question things. And questioning is good. You've got to do that. But if you become a critic, you actually become cynical. So it's, for me, there's this whole thing of studying to equip myself and to make sure I keep the main thing, but being very careful I don't become cynical. And I'm always cautious about Bible college because I've seen too many people go to Bible college and backslide. And I go, what good was that? What good was the thing? So, you know, look, it's about if it doesn't help you in your relationship with God, if it doesn't bring you closer to God, why are we doing it? If, you know, yes, you've got to ask questions. Can I tell you, though, that you'll never answer them all? There's a whole lot of questions that I thought I knew the answers back about 10 years ago that I realise now I don't know the answers to. You know, the more you know, the more you realise you don't know. And you know, the whole thing for me is about living a life that makes a difference on Monday. And I feel as a church we've been really challenged on Monday living, really.
Yeah.
Making a difference, getting the church outside of the four walls.
Yeah.
I love that thought. This is a flight simulator.
Yeah.
This isn't real.
Yeah.
Church isn't real.
Yeah.
That's not the real world.
So
the real world is what happens on Monday and Tuesday, and it's what God's doing in me to make a difference out there. Okay, so introduction there. So we're trying to do it through online, through C3. That's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Which is great because it's about their culture. It's about developing people as people as well as their Bible knowledge and learning about Christ. We feel that whether it's in your vocation, I still feel if you're going, I don't feel like I'm called to ever go in full-time, but I agree we were all called.
Yeah.
And the more that we've got in our weapons bag, the better.
Mm.
The more equipped I am, the better for me to do my work. Look, I loved counting. Sometimes I'd rather go back to accounting any day of the week because I really enjoy that interaction with people who are not saved and that time that you get to influence and make a difference, because I'm convinced every single meeting you have with people is divine.
Yeah.
God's got a purpose in it. No matter who you, wherever you go, there's something happening that God wants to do. So, who's the course for it? It's for anyone. It's about making sure that it equips and it works. That's broken into terms and year. So you could, as you'll see later, you can make a decision to go, I'm just going to go and do it for one term. I'm going to give it a go. That's fine. Or you could go, no, I know I want to do it for the whole year. And so there's accredited and non-accredited. So personally, I don't care whether it's accredited or not. I don't think that's the main factor because you can do a whole lot of things and get accredited for it and still not learn anything. I mean, look, we've all gone to school, and how much did we actually learn? I mean, how much was irrelevant that you just did to tick a box Oh, I've got teachers in here, so
it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you did something, an assignment, but you didn't learn anything from it. So for me, the accreditation, it's about, well, what am I going to learn out of this? What am I going to get that I'm going to put into my life that's going to help me? So to me, whether it's accredited or not doesn't make any difference. And that could be partly because I've never done Bible college. So maybe that's my stance on that because of that. I have done study, and I felt that was good for me, but like most people, see, I did accounting, and we didn't learn anything until we actually went and got on the job, I think. We learned a whole lot of theory in that, but you'd start again and for your first year accounting, and they'd take you through everything, and they'd sort of say, I'd go, well, but at uni they said that, and they go, well, that's not relevant to what's practically happening here. It's probably the same in teaching. They teach you all the things, then you get out there and you see, that's not how the kids are going to learn. They're going to learn by this way. So it's the same in what we do here. So the accreditation in itself is not the goal. The goal is that you receive something in your spirit, that you learn something. And, you know, for me, character development's up there at the top. Attitude is up there at the top. And by putting yourself through this, it'll test your attitude. By actually serving and doing it, it will test your attitude. They did a study on Bible colleges where they took people that had become pastors, and it was 5 years on, and these pastors were facing what they called looking after elders. You know, we have internal advisors. How to deal with elders. And this is 5 years on from their Bible college. They said to them, did you ever get anything to help you to do with having to deal with elders and oversights and that? And something like 90% of them said no. We never got anything on it. But when they went back and looked at their course 5 years earlier, something like 100% of them had some stuff on it. But they didn't pick it up because it was not relevant to their context. So some stuff you don't get until you're in the position. Like if I said to you, hey, now you're going to be a counsellor, you would learn differently because you're practicing it and working it. And you know, marriage is a good example. You do a pre-marriage course, they tell you what it's going to be like. It's nothing like that. It's not until you've been married 6 months that you go, oh my goodness. And you do a course and you realise, man, these things are way different. Well, I think it's the same with this. So your practical experience of what you're doing is just as important. And for some of you, just doing this will actually say to you, oh, I need a job. I need to get something where I'm just doing something. And would probably be, I agree with Claude, would be probably better doing a decent job than just doing complete Bible college.
Totally.
Because I feel that it's that linking of all of our life as we go through it. Right, okay, I'll get through the stuff. Okay. Term by term, not accredited study, or full-time or part-time, accredited. This page here, you got to have a look and see if accreditation is not a high priority and you want to be cost-effective and you just want to study, then just doing that evening session. It'll be once a week from 7 till 9. It'll be on a screen. It'll probably be in this room is probably the most likely room where you have a few people, you watch something. I'm one of these people that people go, oh, well, why couldn't I do that at home? Well, I just don't think you do it the same at home. You get distracted. People come into your room. You never get it done. You get behind. Whereas you have something that you come to, you sit there with everybody else, you go through it, and then we'll do some questions, maybe some chat and some talk. I think that, if that's the minimum you do, that'll change your life. Because God will speak to you, he'll talk to you. And what's the other one? The other is, here's a quick breakdown, first year. So this is on the non-accredited one. Okay, new subjects are studied each term. One class per term. Approximately half of the required reading, half an hour of required reading per week. That's a bite, doable. Doable. You can choose the number of hours that you wish to volunteer. So it's pretty. That's pretty going, okay, yeah, I'll do. The main thing is just that weekly coming to class with everybody and listening and then doing some chat on those things. So the subjects that we've got, leadership. Leadership 1, the required reading is You the Leader. Good book by Pastor Phil. Read this.
That's beautiful, by the way.
Sorry?
That's for you to give away.
That's to give away. Okay. Well, you can choose how we're giving it away. So that's the first term. The second term, so it's 8 weeks in length. I like that. That's a good bite. You go, okay, I can do 8 weeks. And then there's a break. We all need breaks. They're good. Then identity in Christ. Okay, and the required reading will be Born Identity. So again, the book by Phil Pringle. Look, I reckon identity in Christ is the number one thing. It'll help you, but if you're going to help people the most, knowing their identity in Christ, dealing with insecurity, is number one, I think. It's one of the areas that people are most, I suppose, most in need. And we've all got insecurities in our life. Faith, Ellen has said about that. Faith is Ellen's favourite book. She's read it 5 times. Wow. I confess I've only read it once. But it is very good. And look, I think it's the one thing that leaks the most. And really great book and a great study to do. I feel that Pastor Phil Pringle, you know how certain people have things on their life?
Yeah.
But Pastor Phil has faith. Faith is, if he was going to his main message, it would be faith. And his journey is about faith. Scary, so, you know, it's scary. That's that whole Gideon thing. It's the gap. Mm. It's the gap between what we can do and where we need God to come. And then moving in the Holy Spirit, again, I would say one of Pastor Phil's really good talents, abilities, what he's got, and taking the moving in the Spirit and not making it weird, but making it practical. Something that you can do anywhere and at any place.
And all these books are down in the resource centre for you to buy if you want to get a head start.
Or we'll have some in the library.
There'll be a couple in the library.
But reading the book, I think, will make it easier. I do find that if I've read something, then I hear someone. Like, I'd read Pastor Paul's book on crossing over. But when he spoke it, I got more out of it. Hearing it a second time after reading it and the context of it, that is very helpful. Same with Pastor Paul on insecurity, Paul De Jong. I've read his book on insecurity. That's really great. But actually, when he talks about it, it just helped me. And having both just is a great thing. Okay, so it's $80, so it's not a big cost per term. And look, you can go, okay, I might just this year go, I'm going to just do one term, and you might look at all of those 4 and go, I'm going to do this one. Possibly what we will do next year is we'll bring in 4 new ones next year, but we might at the same time do these 4 again. Because once we've got them, we can just keep using them. But you might go, hey, well, I might just do 1 in the first term and 1 in the second term, and then the third and fourth term are really hard in my... You know, whatever your life cycle is, you might go, hey, it'd be easier to do 1 in the second term, not the first term. The first term's too much at the beginning. Just work it out as what would suit for you. But make sure you're going, okay, I'm going to be able to go to all 8. I'm going to be able to commit and go, this is one. Because if you only go to half, you will not get the same out of it as going for the whole lot. You want to complete it, you want to finish it, you want to do the whole reading. Any questions on that one? And Rachel will answer them.
Can I ask you a question about the book? So it says, under the quick break, the 1 class per term, but I think it's meant to be per week, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it should say
1 per subject week. Per term.
Oh, so. 1 subject. Okay,
yes,
gotcha.
Yes. So,
1 class per week.
Yeah.
And is it 2 years overall?
You're That's a great question. Subjects, I think we've got lots.
If you wanted to do it and get accredited, we will possibly, like Pastor Ellen said, bring the next subjects in next year, so you can do it as a class, or if you wanted to do it yourself online, which is what's coming up next.
I think there's more than 8, isn't there?
There's 3, 6, 9, 12.
Oh, so it's 3 years
within. So it's 3 years
within. Are you actually saying that you would have a class next year?
Yeah. Well, we're pretty sure. We're pretty sure.
Just videos?
It's a video class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'll have someone there that will hopefully, you know, get you talking and things like that, because that's part of the learning process, is having a chat about it and going, yeah, that's what happened in my life. That helps us to make it fit for us. But it'll be video. So in a 2-hour one, I would guess that each video is about 40 minutes long. A lecture, 40 minutes, you sit there. Then, you know, then, okay, let's just talk about this. Maybe get into groups, depending on how many people there are. You know, if there's 20 in a class, let's break into 4 little groups. Let's have a little bit of discussion about that. And then come back, maybe have a cup of tea in the middle, because a cup of tea is always good. And then go on and do the next part of it, which would possibly be another 40 minutes or 30 minutes. Okay?
So it starts next year.
Yes. Yes.
If you're not sure what your next year looks like. So my 2019, I have no idea what it looks like. It's quite exciting. But can you decide term by term what you want to do? You don't have to make a decision if you figure out the rest of the year.
Yep. And I would say probably that could be the best way to start. Go, look, I'm just going to do the first term and see how it goes, see what I get out of it, see how I find it.
And practically, what is the latest that the church needs to know by in order to tick you off the list
For the term by term, it would probably be 2 weeks before.
Oh, sorry.
So you've got plenty of time. Mm-hmm. If you're enrolling, it's probably a good, if you're doing the accredited study, you probably need to be a good month ahead of yourself and organised, and that's a different process. Yeah.
So the accredited, so full-time or part-time study. So it's gonna be a certificate for it's an Australian one. So there's no funding in New Zealand for it. That's part of the risk. There is an option to have a look later at doing, and we have done some stuff through Alpha Crucis. And you can see that if someone really thought, I want to do my study and I want to get the funding that the government gives, we have to use a New Zealand-based, Bible college or college to do it that way. Do you want to go through the full-time?
So with the full-time and part-time, you will still come to the same session, that night session, along with everybody who's non-accredited. So you'll still be ticking off one of your subjects in a classroom environment, but the other two you will study online by yourself if you're doing full-time. If you're doing part-time, you may just decide to do the classroom ones and take 3 years to do it, like you said, or you could do it in 2 years or, you know, space it how it suits you best.
Mm-hmm. So full-time we'll do it in all in one, 12 of them in 1 year?
Yes. Okay. Full-time's all 12 subjects in 1 year. Part-time is you can spread it and do subject by subject, just like we're doing with the non-accredited. You can sit in with us, do exactly the same as what we're doing. Just means that you're going to go home and do some assignments and submit them online to C3 College in Australia. They mark it. And they will send you your certificate and all the details and all that sort of thing at the end of the day. We're all here to support you. We've helped students go through Alpha Crucis, and I've studied online doing other things as well, so I'm quite familiar with how to help you through that process. We've already got 3 people this year studying Alpha Crucis online, so we're here, we can help you with that. So if you want to do full-time or part-time and you want an academic recognition, that's the way to go. Like Pastor Alan said, if you don't have it, it doesn't mean you can't become a pastor, or, you know, it doesn't make much difference, really, at the end of the day, if that's something, it's a decision you have to make. And if you want to intern at the church here and receive accredited study while you're serving, that's one way to do that. If you're studying full-time, you'll do 3 papers per term. One will be in here. The subjects are listed down below. I didn't do a description of all of the subjects. You have got the leadership one, identity in Christ, faith and moving in the spirit, on the previous page, exactly the same descriptions. But if you want to know more information on the other subjects, you can go online and download their descriptions there. The fees are quite a bit more if you're getting accredited, because you're doing study, you're doing accreditation. So these are all in Australian dollars, so that you'll deal directly with with C3 College in Australia and pay Australian dollars and do their fees and things like that. So there's an annual fee if you want to pay up front, there's a fee there. there's an application fee, or if you just want to choose subject by subject, it's $220 per term. So if you decided to just come to the classes here with us who are non-accredited training, yeah, it would cost you $880 for the whole year, Australian dollars, to come and do exactly what the non-accredited people are doing, except you're going home to do homework. So it's pretty doable.
What would that homework look like roundabout?
It would probably be, I would say, from past experience, would be probably 3 assignments per subject and maybe a weekly reflection or something that you'd have to submit. Usually it's 500 words or something based on past experience. But I don't know exactly because I haven't got the content in yet, but yeah.
So you see the subjects there? Mm-hmm. So those subjects we will probably look at bringing... At some stage, we'll be able to have all of them going, I think. So, depending. So, leadership one, we're doing with. So, there's Bible interpretation at some stage, we'll do New Testament. Identity in Christ, so that's one we've chosen to do. But New Testament two, leadership two. It's probably no good doing leadership two unless you've done leadership one.
Actually, you can.
Oh, okay.
I asked them.
You can.
Yeah.
Okay, you can do that if you want then.
Yeah.
Old Testament 1, Christian Doctrine 2, so they're all there to have a look at. Any questions?
Yeah. So if you do the non-accredited, do you have to do assignments as well? And do they get marks? So no assignments?
No. Oh, you have to read the book, though. You'd have to read the book.
Sorry, no assignments. Not for non-accredited.
Oh, if you go, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but I'm coming back. Like,
I want to
do it, but
okay.
I'll
find out what's happening.
Okay. Thank you. We'll give you a City Church certificate.
Oh,
I'm going to hold
it. Just kidding.
Look, the practical. Again, we've left that as each person looking at what they could do. I do think the actual doing stuff and being involved in a team and serving is one of the biggest things that changes us. I do believe that's the test of it. Can I work under somebody that might not do it the way I do it, that might speak into my life? Can I do the journey with other people that are a pain in the neck and difficult? Yeah, that's what causes you to grow. Unfortunately, you don't grow when everything goes well. You grow when you have to push through something. You have to... I mean, you're never going to know whether you've got a good attitude until you're in a position where you could have a bad attitude, you know? You're never not going to know if you've got some character things until that pressure comes on and suddenly, you know... And look, my thing is that's part of it. It's that squeeze that helps you to go... to recognise things. And, you know, you've got to be open. We've all got stuff. If you squeeze me, there's some stuff that comes out that's not that good. And that's what God's working on and changing. And that's the same for each person here. So don't think if you went and did that everybody in there is going to be nice. That everybody's going to be completely... Because we're all on this journey where we're going through, and every now and again we do say some things we shouldn't say, and we walk away going, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And you come back and you apologise, and that's part of that growth thing. And you do have the person come and say, mate, you need to sort this out. And you think, oh, I don't, you know. But it's those words, it's those people saying those things into you. The best things that have been for me have been the hardest conversations where people have told me something that's not right in my life and have gone pretty hard at it, and I've walked away ticked off and annoyed and gone, who do they think they are to tell me that? And go away and then go, God, what do you think? And he goes, yeah, they're totally right. You do need to work that out. And that's where you grow and you change. That's the position that God puts you in. So I do think if you put your name down here, you will end up, you know, it will be a bit of a battle. There will be a gap for you, no matter who you are, no matter how good you are at studying. We've all got these things that are working on. And, you know, I love God because he works it out on an individual. I'm convinced God doesn't work in groups. He works on you individually. Your salvation story, I guarantee, is unique. Yeah, it might have some similarities to other people, but it is a unique journey. And so is your Christian walk with God. So say, I might have something in my life and Tim has something in his life, and we've got the same thing that we've got as an issue. God might work on Tim and not work on me. And then 10 years later, God's working on me now because he feels I'm ready to deal with that. It's part of the journey where God deals on certain things in our lives. And we've got to go, right, this is what God wants to work with. Because right now, if God worked on all of us on everything, we'd be a mess on the floor. If he worked on everything that you've got to work on and what I've got, we wouldn't be able to cope. You know, it's like it's God's presence. If he stood before us, we'd just all go, oh my goodness, we're... You know, it's like, who was it this... Oh, I think it was Isaiah that said, when he met God, I'm a man of unclean lips, he was just completely undone when he got into the presence of God. Well, that's what happens to us all. But God's grace goes, okay, I just want you to work on this. And I'm, like at the moment, God's got every person in this room on something that he's trying to get you to work on. The horrible thing is that if you don't work on that, he probably won't move on to the next thing until you deal with... This sort of fast tracks it a little bit, so you end up dealing with lots of things along the way, but that's good. Any other questions? I'm so excited about you all being in here.
Yeah, great.
If someone has a disability and wants to do it, would there be support?
I think if you just came along to the classes, there's not going to be much else that you'll have to do. You're not going to have to write essays or anything like that. So yeah, I think anybody could fit along there, especially if they're not doing the non-accredited side. I think that was and I would go, hey, you know, take on what you feel and you know what you can do. Some of you, I think, need to push yourself and need that whole thing that someone's going to go, where's your assignment, to get your assignment in and go through that thing of leaving it to the last minute and doing it all night. How many people do that? Have done that on their assignment?
And even if you do full-time study, you could still work, come to the night class and do the other lectures online in your own time. So you could work part-time and do the full-time study. So it depends on your capacity and what you're able to do and carry and cope with.
So take it home. Have a pray about it. See what you're saying. If you've got any questions, come and see. Rachel's probably better at answering than what I am. But come and talk to us.